This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Okay, please visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com for all of your, well, needs as a new state. And we are going to fast become a new state. Why? Because, well, you know, California Democrats keep, they're going to try and keep Trump off the ballot. And, of course, that's a violation of Article 6, the Supremacy Clause. But it also denies people in California a Republican form of government. And that cannot be stood. We must not tolerate that in California. We have one method, one way to stop all that at this point in time, and that's to create a new state called New California. The Constitution has been so convoluted and distorted, and the judges, the legislature, all the way across the border, across the border, and I mean that, is completely corrupted. It's completely corrupted. The people within it are evil. It's an evil system. That's unconstitutional from top to bottom. That's our premise. That is what we believe in New California. I mean, look what they've done to the election system. They've completely turned it upside down. We are in a state that's in a state of insurrection. When you have the legislature, when you have the elite leadership passing all these laws that are complete, that have led to complete lawlessness and the breakdown of civil society, that's next. Will we see the breakdown of civil society in California? Absolutely, it's happening right before our very eyes. And it's just going to get worse. But they just keep on denying us a Republican form of government, which now they're doing with keeping the president out of the primary. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to sign the bill, of course. They're lawless. It's lawlessness in California. The breakdown of civil society is within our midst. We can see it. And that's what they want to do. They want to push us over that edge. Do they want violence? I think they do. But I got news for them. We're not going to let that happen. That is not going to happen. We are better than that, and we are better than them. You know, I'm not the one making the laws. I'm the one complaining about the laws, right? Like, we all should be. And by the way, we should be complaining about those laws. It's okay to complain about those laws. They're laws that affect us. And last time I checked, we, the people, are supposed to be in charge of them, the legislators. That's the way the system works, but not in California. Oh, no, it's upside down. They want us to be the subjects of them. That's why all these laws. That's why all these taxes. That's why all these fees. To put a stranglehold on us by government. And that is not what the Constitution says. That is not what this country was founded upon. That's why people left other countries to come here so they would not experience that. Are we being protected at the border? No. Are we being protected from the vicious criminals inside this state? No. Are we being guaranteed a Republican form? No. None of that is happening. And that's why for 67 weeks, we've packed ourselves up and gone out and read grievances about these very issues in New California. Every week at 11 o'clock, people from around the state of California have been going to their county seats, going to the court steps in every one of the counties and reading these grievances. And I invite all Americans to join in. We will produce a grievance for the net to, through 68 to 95. We'll post them up on the website. Go to the website and see them. Take them. Go down to your court and read them. In your state, in support of a new California. It's real simple. You're telling your own state people, also, you don't want what's going on in California because guaranteed it will come to you. That's the design. That's the socialist communist model. That is as designed that they want to do that. And yes, California has always been the test bed, hasn't it? In this article that just came out by Peggy Grande, California Dems' bid to keep Trump off the ballot should scare you, and it should. In her article, she lays out these simple facts about California, about what has been happening in California. She says this, the rest of the nation should watch this bill closely because California is often the testing ground for the left to see how far they can go in usurping power from the people and transferring it to the courts and to progressives in office. If it gets any traction on the left coast, it may seep eastward. May? It's already doing that. All they're trying to do here, look at Texas. Hello, Texas. I love you, Texas. But what's going on there? What about Idaho? What about New York? Huh? And for those on the left, perhaps they should consider the potential boomerang effect of such action. What if Texas, or all those flyover states they mock and despise, decide to set their own criteria for presidential candidate ballot qualification and tip the scales in their own political favor to ensure their state stays red? We are either states or a nation of law and order, or we aren't. We adhere to the Constitution or we don't. Tragically, it appears as if the leaders of California have made it their intention to pursue lawlessness. Thank you. Thank you. 67 weeks in our grievance process, part of the Declaration of Independence process that we lay down. It's being said right there on a Fox News article. Right there. See, we aren't a bunch of Looney Tune crazies, right? No, we're constitutionalists, originalist constitutionalists. And that's exactly what goes on here. People are now starting to wake up. Then she goes on and blasts us voters in California because our hands are tied and we're being B-slapped all the time, right? Yeah, this is what I like about East Coast thinking when you look at California. Like, we have control. We don't. That's what we're trying to tell you. We're trying to tell the nation we do not have control here. It's a dictatorship, monoparty system, that's been designed by globalists to destroy this great state and this nation. Don't you get it? We're out here fighting for you, the rest of the nation. And then you're trying to embarrass the voters in California should be pontificate my ass. We are embarrassed. We're not embarrassed. We're being dictated to. This is a dictatorship here. They're destroying this great state, and they're going to destroy the great nation of the United States of America. If that's the way you should look at it. Don't blast us common California citizens. Hell, they're replacing us. They're replacing United States citizens in California. Yeah, with who? Illegal foreign nationals. What do you think is that invasion at the border? Where do you think they got all the money? Let's go ask the people up in Orville. Where'd they get the money to keep these people coming in? Well, Jerry Brown managed to take all that money from infrastructure and give it, $27 billion in 2017 to illegal foreign nationals. So don't tell us Californians what's going on. We know what's going on. We're trying to tell you. Wake up, America. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Settled down, of course. Anyway, we're taking a look at this. Peggy Grande is the author of The President. She's, anyway, click here for more information on Peggy Grande. She's got some, I have some beefs with her. Hello. I have some beefs. And the reason, well, part of it is because she refers to California as a democracy, or the United States as a democracy, say the democracy business. And you know how we all feel about that here at the New California place. you got to get it right, girlfriend. You're going to write all these fancy books and everything and just pass yourself off as a major intellectual. I get it. But you've got it wrong when it comes to these things. That's, you know, that's one of the things I really, that's just me. I hate it when that happens, right? That's just me. But she does lay out some very good things in this article. She brings up the fact that what has happened here is that California has, of course, decided to go kind of like their own way legislative. And that's exactly what they're trying to do here. They're trying to dictate and be the dictators, right? They're trying to be the ones that tell you what to do. And the rest of the nation, by the way. It's time to break. Basically, what they're saying is it's time to break up the nation. All 50 states be broken up. You see, with one state, and again, she does make some very good points, and I don't want to destroy the whole thing here because that's just not the intent of what I'm saying. But she does make some very good points about basically Article 6 of the Constitution, which states basically that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, okay? That's Article 6, the supreme law of the land. In other words, states can't go out and create laws that would be in violation of Article 6. They just can't do it. Else we're nothing as a state. Does that make sense? I mean, it should make sense, if you know what I mean. And it does. So if one state decides to not respect the Constitution, what's to stop the other ones to decide, well, it's the hell with the Constitution. Well, then what you don't have a union of states then. It's broken up. Breaking up is hard to do, as they say, right? And that is a fact. That's absolutely a fact. So that's why I say, you know, there are violations going on here that we, listen, we are guaranteed these rights. These are the God-given rights that we're guaranteed. No one can take it from us, not even the state of California, and especially not in the state of California. And that's why when you take and you put your hand up to declare your oath to the United States, the United States Constitution, that you will protect and defend the Constitution, that's what you're talking about. You're going to protect and defend the state Constitution. And if you don't do that, then you're in violation. You're in violation of your oath, and you're breaking the Constitution. That's what that's for. So anyway, we talk about this all the time at New California State. Absolutely all the time at New California State. So anyway, these are the kind of things that are happening all around. And people just you either don't care about it or you do, right? Got some interesting things. Anyway, you can go to the website and you can see that article. It's Peggy Grande, California Dems. Bid to keep Trump off the ballot should scare all of us, and it should. Okay, we got another thing that's going on, though. We're going to get into the Oroville thing right now. And that is Oroville Dam's topping up there at about 889, and there's about another 10, 11, 12 feet before it starts to overtop. And, of course, the big question is, will they ever use the spillway again? And doesn't look like they're going to, else they would have already. That's one of the theories that's going around out there. They should have. The other thing that's kind of a major brouhaha that's developing is, where's the security bin at the dam? Went up there yesterday myself to peruse the dam. And lo and behold, there was no security. No securities at any of the checkpoints. You could go anywhere you wanted to on the dam, and people were starting to do that. And, of course, that's like, wait a minute, what was that all about? And I said in the first hour of the show today that the way it was being reported to me, I'm going to watch the clock here, the way it was being reported to me was that there's going to be a first. The first thing that came to me was that the National Guard were being sent in. The National Guard were being sent in to provide security for Orville Dam. Like, wow, really? That's a big one. And this came from a very reliable source. And so I'm couching it to you. I'm not playing another game out there. I'm couching it to you that that what we have here is a real big thing that's brewing. If that's the case, right? If the National Guard's being brought in, what does that mean? That poses all kinds of different other questions, right? So, but that's not what the case was. So then we heard it was a job situation in that they're changing out contracts. I'm giving you what we've heard, and we're going to try and get some clarification after the show today about what was happening with no security at the dam. So the security just returned this morning at about, I think, 6 o'clock this morning, showtime, when we started our show. So, and we have the verification. You can see the pictures. You can see the vacated security stations in the videos that we have. And plus, I was up there. I saw it. You know, I saw this they going on. No security for you. And, of course, that was posing some problems for some people. I know it was Mother's Day and all that good stuff. But anyway, so then we heard the other scenario that, because the security company has not been paid, they quit. They walked off the job. So you basically have those three is what you have. You have National Guard. You have the security stood down because they weren't going to get paid. And there's a contract that went and wasn't fulfilled. And then, so those are the three kind of things. Now, What are we really believing about the facts? I can just tell you what the facts are. So I want to make sure it's not fake news to you. And, of course, the facts are what we understood was that on Saturday there was no security at a certain time at the dam, and that ran all the way through until this morning at 6 a.m. So you're talking about from the 11th to the 13th, sometime on the 11th to the 13th, there was no security there. And there wasn't. I witnessed it. I saw it. I was up there. We spent several hours up there yesterday. And so now that gives us to the next thing about what kind of reportage do we have about the dam and the circumstances and all the stuff going on at the dam, right? And the reportage is kind of interesting in that they do have problems at the dam. And some of those problems, of course, are water still seeping over the dam itself. And this is something that is really quite egregious, if you know what I mean. And what I say about that is that if you don't have your security up and your water's topping off at a certain level and you have a leaky dam, is what we were witnessing yesterday, that might be a reason why people do not trust the leadership of the California Department of Water Resources. And that might be a reason why people are living in fear downstream of the dam. Now, those people live in the foothills to fly aircraft. You got no skin in the game. But it's easier for you to tell us that how wacky we are to be scared, to be fearful, to mistrust our government, which we do mistrust our government. But more importantly, we mistrust people like you who play along with the government game, who become a shill for the government. We really not only have a distrust, but we have a major disdain for people like you. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're looking at this article that Peggy Grande wrote, and we have it up actually on our website, and we also it's in the Twitter universe now, and also I believe on Facebook. Also on our Facebook. So anyway, we got that one up there. Okay, so what else in the world is going on in Orville? And, of course, we're having a frank discussion about what's happening in Orville, and it's kind of an interesting thing. Orville has really kind of led the way in what to not do, right? This is kind of an interesting, in what to not do. And, you know, this is something that I think that's really, really, if you're running a government, and you're not being held accountable by the people, and you don't care. You have basically complete disdain and dislike, because that's what I think most people feel, that the California Department of Water Resources just hates to have to deal with people. These poor people that, you know, and again, I say that because, like, right now, as an example, and people aren't thinking about this in the Orville Dam situation, but in the Orville Dam situation, you have not only the dam and the spillway. Everybody perseverates on the spillway, which is highly dangerous right now. It's highly dangerous. Those plates are leaking like a sieve. Just looking at the plates just a few minutes ago on the dam. It's because of the dam camera. No, it's a camera on the dam, not the dam camera. You comprende? Capiche? Whatever. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at these kind of things. And we can, you know, gee, we have eyes. We can see with our own lying eyes what is going on, right? In fact, you can go to our website, Agenda 21 Radio, and go to the cameras section. It says there's an Oroville Dam camera thing there. And you can go there and check on these, on the cameras. These are live cams. They're time and date stamped. And you can see for yourselves the live camera feeds. I was standing right next to one of the poles that drives this whole system yesterday. And right now, I'm looking, and this is the timestamp that I've got. I see major leakage. This is the front of the spillway. And it's at 8:34 right now, 8:34, and it's buffering. Oh, by the way, this is kind of interesting thing, it buffers. And we're seeing major leakage not only on the right-hand side where they are actually spilling for a reason, and we'll talk about that because it's pretty obvious why they're spilling. And they're spilling because the gates are broken. Now, the word is that all these other people, and even the people at DWR, it's metal on metal, and it's designed to leak. Garbage. They're tainter gates. They're not supposed to leak. And by the way, in past practices, this is what I think is hysterical. Even 2 years ago, they were doing this. They were sealing the gates because they're not supposed to leak. Maybe, oh, you don't, we have those photos, by the way, of this happening. Divers going down and sealing the gates. Shocking. Shocking. There goes that little mythology about the Oroville Dam now, doesn't it? Shocking. Shocking. They're lying to you. Yes, they are. And when they put out their little press release, they are lying to you. They're not telling you, they're fibbing. They're not telling you the truth. Those little scoundrels. Number two. So the main leakage that's coming across, the main gates are leaking. Hello. And they're not supposed to. Failure number one. Failure number two. It's obvious by what we're seeing right now. And by the way, I'm going to turn this volume up so you can hear the distinct click when we actually do, we'll have this timestamp, the screenshot. There you go. It went at 8:36:37. We'll post this up and you can see it. These are leaks on the spillway that are not supposed to, spillways are not supposed to leak. Hello? Failure number two. The dam spillway is leaking. And what is the other thing? It's leaking prominently from the radius, the top of the radius. Okay, what that is as the water comes out of the spillway, it all of a sudden, boom, it shoots over a curvature called the radius. That's where the big parts of the leak are coming, which indicates those plates are not really doing a good job of being sealed because they're supposed to be sealed. Now, why would those plates in that specific area not be sealed? Probably because of all the back pressure when they were shooting water over that spillway. Gee, it may have buckled the plates. Shocking, shocking. So clearly we have one and two failure parts right now on the main spillway. Do I need to spell it out for you? Harmonic vibrations are the main reason for that to have happened. And of course, let's see what would a harmonic vibration or sine vibration be like, right? What would it be like in the ground, and what would it do to the ground under that supports that spillway? Well, it shakes it. Shake, rattle, and roll, right? It shakes it. It crumbles it. And the stone, by the way, that it sits on, this whole mountain is not competent stone. It's not granite. It's not majority granite. It's composites. And there is some granite, but it's not competent stone like you'd normally find like in the case of granite. In fact, we know it wasn't competent stone under the last spillway because why a huge plunge pool developed. There was no competent stone there. So what did they do? They put in roller compacted concrete in that huge plunge pool to support the spillway. And even then, last year, we have the video, the pictures, thank you to the fly guy, this shows leaks leaks in the exact same spots that are leaking today were evident last year from the spillway. Guys, that's called a leak. And that goes to the point that they never fixed the leaks in the mountain. They never fixed some of the main problems of the porting coming from the lakeside. They have not fixed that. Now, what about the phreatic movement of water in the dam? What's going on with that? Do we know? We don't know. Well, we have some clues. They have clues, but they won't reveal those clues. They have been X-raying, using X-rays, radar, on various spots on this mountain. They say it in the reports. This is not fake news. They will not provide that evidence to tell us what's happening with phreatic movement in the dam. They're not doing it. It's called they're lying. So we don't know what's going on with water movement inside that hillside where that spillway sits on, which, by the way, the hillside is still part of the dam. We do know something. We know the facts. That after April 7th, when they realized they had a problem with the dam, they started to rush into construction, rush in a very big way, aggressively rush to bolster the emergency spillway. Why? Well, I think it's probably in anticipation of what? Using the emergency spillway. And right now we sit at just less than 11 feet from the top of the emergency spillway. I don't know why that might be a problem for anybody. Do you? Seriously? I don't know. But again, let me say this about that. What we're seeing right now, up until April 2nd, it was nothing that they promised us. In all the statements, that they never said we'd be at this point today, like this. And here we are, at this point, like this, at the Orville Dam. Can we trust these guys? Not as far as we can collectively throw the entire Orville Dam. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com, and of course, New California State. NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website at NewCaliforniaState.com and sign up for your tickets. Come and join us. We've got a whole host of things happening. A lot of people showing up that you probably wouldn't recognize or understand. We've got several people who've been guests of the White House, actually. And Will Johnson will be there. I'll be on Will Johnson's show tonight. And also the situation with, I'm sitting here thinking, man, it's all a blip. Where do I start with the whole New California thing? Because it's all starting to really happen. We have Sheriff Margaret Mims, Fresno County Sheriff, who will be there talking about law and order. And then we also have the Angel Moms. They'll definitely be there. Agnes Givney, she will be there. She's actually a friend, pretty much a friend of the president. She talks to him all the time. And Angie Morphine will be there, and she'll actually be there. And they're both part of New California, by the way. Both of them are. I'm really proud to have them associated with San Diego and I think Monterey County. They'll be there. And then, of course, we have other people that will be there that are Trump associates, from what I understand. From what I understand, anyway. So we have that sort of thing going on. So anyway, yeah, I'm really, really excited about it, and I think all of you should be. We're going to be passing a number of resolutions, and we've been meeting to gather up and garner these resolutions. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with the Assembly and the senators about what they've been doing. They've been taking this, these are sworn people, by the way. If you want to become a member of this elite group of people, the representatives of the people, let me put it to you that way, I should never say the elite people, but they have been sworn in. They swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States, and that is very, very important for us to understand that. So that is where we are going with this whole deal, is that we are actually going to pass resolutions. These resolutions later on will become very, very important statements about laws going forward. And you can bet you that we're going to be passing a resolution about this whole the whole issue of whether or not we have we're in the state of California complying with Article 6, and it's clear that we're not constitutionally doing that, and that's going to be part of our complaints and part of our concerns that are out there. Also, I want to draw your attention to go and get tickets. You can also get equipment from the store and so on. A lot of people buying stuff from the stores. It's really kind of interesting to see how that whole process is taking flags. Everybody wants a flag. Flag. The flags are flying for all New California, and they're going to continue to fly. Okay, so we got a lot of things going on with the New California State movement. And, of course, I want to get back to a little bit about what's going on, this new big thing that's happening. Oh, we got de Blasio, the other little communist on the other side, right? And he's a known communist as the mayor of New York. New York mayor's car was going wrong way in controversial accident. Was he driving? I guess. just because his car was going on. You know. Anyway, if you did not hear also that Doris Day passed away, age 97, you know, we had a several things about Doris Day, and they were the article that came out that was on, where was that? It was on Drudge, a Drudge Report article about her, I think. Yeah, I think maybe I got it right here. About Doris Day, she was a wonderful lady. And by the way, I was broke down in Salinas a couple weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I guess. And I had to get my car fixed. And so I went into the store, and or went into the shop, if you will, and they were fixing my car and everything. And so I was talking about, you know, you get a lot of celebrities there, and one of them being Clint Eastwood. So we had a conversation. This guy's name was Joe, and I can't remember his last name. And it was his business, and great guy, great business, by the way. I mean, I couldn't have been happier. And AAA, I have to say AAA did a great job in getting me there and you know, to the right people, right places. It was wonderful. Anyway, I mean, it was costly, but it was wonderful. But we got in this conversation about, you know, who do you have around town and all this. And he says, well, you know, Doris Day's here. And I had no idea she lived in the Carmel Valley area. I had no idea, but she's lived there for years. She's just an icon, obviously. And I thought, wow. I said, what? I was a big fan of hers when I was growing up as a kid. And she says, oh, she's 90-something years old. And all of a sudden, he starts talking like he's got a great relationship. And he said, why? She said, well, we fix her car. I said, really? And then this whole thing started. The whole conversation for about 30 minutes, we just couldn't stop talking about Doris Day and all the things that she had done. So, and I'm sitting here now on the radio, you know, was there a reason, you know, for that conversation? And I guess so, to pay tribute to someone such as the Doris Day. So that I just wanted to say that. I think it was pretty fitting that we paid tribute to someone such as an icon, first-class lady, and everything she did was first class, and especially in an era of of classlessness that we see out of Hollywood in particular. That the Hollywood was a different Hollywood back then. And, you know, I kind of had some semi-relationships with people in Hollywood. Some of my family members lived over there and was in the movie business and all that good stuff. Anyway, federal spending sets record. Here we go. Kavanaugh sides with liberals. Supreme Court rules against Apple and App Store antitrust. This is coming from Judge. Cleaning up some of the stories we didn't quite get to in the 3 hours. You're going to be able to pick up the stories. We're putting all of our stuff back on a rejiggered, so to speak, podcasting stuff so that you'll be able to get all 3 hours up on the podcast this afternoon of today's show. It says, what is that about? Kavanaugh sides with liberals. Shocking. The guy has a brain. He thinks for himself. Supreme Court deals Apple major setback in App Store antitrust case. Says the Supreme Court ruling 5-4 allows iPhone users to pursue their antitrust lawsuit against Apple in a case involving its signature electronic marketplace, the App Store. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote the majority opinion, which is joined by the court's liberal justices. The iPhone users agreed that Apple's 30% commission on sales through the App Store was passed along to consumers, an unfair use of monopoly power. Apple argued that only app developers and not users should be able to bring such a lawsuit. Anyway, there you have it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. San Francisco may ban police, city use of facial recognition. Oh, that's a pretty good idea, isn't it? It says, cartels are kicking our butts in New Mexico as state left without checkpoints. Feds, immigration top crime, one-third of all sentences. Judge approves unusual transportation plan for 900-pound man. Trump justices with much in common take different paths. And here's the real big one that's coming as a big story. China strikes back. Tariff hikes dumps treasuries. ? Will never surrender. Stocks are shook. That is right now on Drudge. So you're just kind of getting the inside word on what's going on. But I definitely want you to visit NewCaliforniaState.com and what's been going on there. I think that's, you know, this is really an opportunity for you to have a great time at the convention. And that's the thing that I want to point out is at the convention, what is that going to be like for everybody? That's going to be a great convention. We're going to have some great guests. Margaret Mims, the sheriff of Fresno County, will be there. She's, of course, been consulting and working with the president on a number of things, law and order issues in Sanctuary State. We also have Sanctuary State angel moms, if you will, Agnes Gibney and Angie Morphine. Going to talk about their stories. And, of course, all this is really testimony for our resolutions. Which will be brought up. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.